Hi, everybody. I'm Nathan Minetti.
Amen.
Thank God I'm clean today. And if you're new, welcome. Wherever you're at in this process, welcome. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, no matter how much, how little you have, who your connections are, what you've done in the past, right? Because the only requirement for membership is a desire. I'm real grateful to be here. It's an honor to be asked to do service in this capacity. Had a great weekend here. Fellowship, got numbers, meet people. I'm charged. Well, even though it's late, past my bedtime. Nevertheless, right, defects versus shortcoming. And me being the addict that I am, right, instantly, right, the intellectual, analytical, philosophical just kicked in and just took me out to the left. Nevertheless, I'm grateful for the people in my life. I'm grateful for the people in my life. My sponsor. That's who that was. My sponsor. Right? My sponsor brothers, sisters like you. You know, defects versus shortcomings. At first, my mind was like, what does that mean? Do they challenge one another? I look for controversial stuff at times. Still, check it out. I'm one of the medics that once I got here and got distance from the drugs, right? The symptoms of this disease, listen, the symptoms of this disease began to resurface in every area of my life, like then and now, if given the right set of circumstances. If given the right set of circumstances, I'm still susceptible to the same symptoms of the disease that made me pick up in the first place. Check it out. One of those addicts that whatever, like, I taste, touch, feel, lick, suck, and I like, I'm overwhelmed and I'm confused. I'm consumed. Because I recognized when I got distance from the drugs that I suffered from a disease called addiction, right? And the obsession and compulsion, right, still is there. It's still present. First step describes how it just manifests itself in a variety of mental obsession and compulsive actions that have nothing to do. Like, I still then and now desire materialistic gain. And I'm talking about how those things, right, seem to always make me feel that they validate my existence. I still think that, like, in order for me to live and enjoy life as other people do, I still have to have something different. I got a disease that still says, like, I'm describing my defects. Our literature describes in the sixth step, page 62-63, defects, natural traits that have been distorted out of proportion by my self-centeredness, causing enormous pain to myself and to others. I need to share that way, because that's what it says, and I can identify that. Because when I first began to lie, that's when I was getting high.
Yeah.
Huh? Because when I was lying, I was getting by. I was telling a lie because of fear, because of my lack of self-acceptance, because I wanted to be accepted, because I thought social acceptability meant that I had to lie. It got me over. Guys used to like my lies. Women didn't know about the lies. Y'all know what I'm talking about. After getting here and doing some work, right, I still recognize that the longer I stay clean, the more evident it became that my addiction went much deeper than the drugs that I use. And much of my problem still seems to be centered in search of something to make me feel whole. Page 23, second step, right? And those are some of the things that, like, begin to, like, how can I put it? Help me grow into what we describe in this fellowship as mature consciousness. My awareness began to heighten, you know, and my readiness to have these defects removed. Because I began to recognize in the course of doing step work how much pain they were causing me and others. Right? Those, like, and it wasn't so much like, the, you know, the people that I didn't know, but the people that I did know. Doing it just one more time. Feeling like, you know, I'm sick and tired of being that person. When this fellowship promises me that I can be a better me in order to be free. Right? That I could free myself to be myself. And that's all I ever wanted. You know what I mean? Like, I no longer had to, like, invent somebody else. I could find the freedom to be who I am in this fellowship. And that's a tremendous relief. Still, nevertheless, they're present. These defects of my character that I strive to live with. Like, whenever I feel like I'm not receiving enough money on my job, I'm stealing toilet paper and toothpaste. Right? Because, like, you know, part of my, like, my addiction is to compensate for what I feel I'm lacking within myself. With things outside myself. Sexual exploitation. Sexual exploration. With and without somebody. I know what I'm talking about, shit. Huh? Oh, man. But nevertheless, I'm real grateful, right? Because, defects is not necessarily what that defines me today. You know what I mean? Because in, like, you know, I have to refer to the step six when it talks about this. Like, I have a loving, caring God. You know what I mean? And with this power, I trust this God to help me, like, because I became entirely ready to have these defects removed. They were causing a lot of pain in my relationship with my wife, in my relationship with my children, in my relationship with my fellow human being, with my fellow NA member. Because at some point this program asked something of me, addicts like me. You know what I mean? To improve, to upgrade my values, my standards, like how I'm living today. You know what I mean? The type of person, right, that this program introduces me to, the person that I never knew all my life. Helped me come to see the person I could, like the closest thing that I was meant to be all my life. Still, right, I often think that, like, yo, if I'm not, like, with the time, with the distance that I have from the drugs, if I don't have certain things, I'm not recovering right, you know. Financial security, always a question mark in my life. And what I do is I try to manipulate money in order to compensate for things that, like, I should have taken care of initially. Like, my truck constantly gets booted. Constantly. Miraculously, through the fellowship, people loan me money to get the truck back. But still, if it wasn't for people who've been through that and shared with me that, like, yo, you're still trapped in the 6 and 7 step. But I can't see that. I'm always, like, you know, behind the 8 ball and seeing, like, the reality of my life. You know, the disease I suffer from expresses itself in ways that are antisocial, which makes detection difficult, but not impossible. The shortcomings that I have, still lusting over monetary gain, still lusting not just over the obvious things, the sexual exploration, but over some things that I think still, like, defines me as being a responsible, productive member of society. You know, because I don't know, I'm not nervous, but I just want to share that, like, yo, the disease has taken a violent twist on my personality, on my character. You know, and as a result, like, clean, with the distance that I have from drugs, I go through a phase of spiritual anguish. Right? Because still, right, my disease reminds me regularly, like, yo, you still, check it out, clean, Nathan. You still cause many people great harm. Clean. But most of all, I can't even deny that no more. Can't give first step information about plausible but untrue reasons for my behavior. But most of all, because most of all, how can you live with yourself? So what, you're clean? So what, you may have a little half car, family members, you may have friends, acceptability in society, but still, so many people, how can you live with yourself? You still, oh, and you can never make it right. And I begin to believe, I entertain the thought. And the moment I do, the moment I want to, like, contemplate slowly committing suicide, once again, by the desires of my disease. The desire to escape the reality that I live in. That with 18 years, You should have something else. You should have some more. Wait a minute. You should just have something. Not even a name. Doesn't even describe or define this disease. You should just have something. That's all right. That's how I free myself. When I sweat like this, right, I'm just telling the truth. Because I don't want to ever come to this fellowship, to this program that saves my life regularly, right, and camouflage my disease. I don't want to allow myself to disguise it. When, check it out. Six-step defect is what happens subtly with some time. Becoming subtly seduced by my desires. Every day, with information in every area of my life. So, like, I'm one of them addicts that oftentimes I come to a meeting and fall in love from across the room. Right? I look too long and I'm in love with you. I was, yo, over the course of this weekend, though, looking at people, like, you know what I mean? Like, one addict looking at another without parallel and seeing myself in you. You know what I mean? Seeing, like, you know what I mean? Seeing your walk, seeing my walk in you. Knowing that, like, yo, there was a point in time in your life that, like, with your defects, there was a point in time in your life, Nathan, you were slowly committing suicide every day. Just like that person. Every day. That the blessing of being here is that you have the opportunity to just try and get right with yourself. Just for one time in my life, just to be a better me, to be free. Nevertheless, I wander, I fall short because of my shortcomings, because of like my desire to get outside myself just to satisfy this insatiable appetite, right, for more. Just more, anything. Because sometimes I feel entitled, sometimes I feel inferior, sometimes I feel superior. Not recognizing sometimes, but that's why I make meetings regularly to be reminded, but not realizing sometimes that, like, yo, the need to change is always ever present when I make meetings, when I stay connected, I stay protected to you guys. Need not know your name, what or how much you use, your way back when story. Need not know. But knowing that, like, you know, that at one point in time, I had lost the ability to love, laugh, and feel. Shortcomings describe for addicts like me an opportunity to become humane again. Check it out. 73 in the Step Working Guide says, like, yo, you can be forthright, Nathan, and receive that upon which you desire, with, or even more, without even having to resort or revert back to those sick behavior patterns that you discovered, that you present within you in the sixth step. Yeah, I like that stuff. To be forthright, because at some point, right, those behaviors, yeah, here it comes, right? Those behaviors, I recognize this shit in myself. Those behaviors that I once believed that were outdated survival skills only made sense in the fucking street anyway. Getting clean, it seems real insane. Like, the longer I stay clean, the more insane it seems to act out on those defects. It's no longer appropriate behavior, Nathan. I refuse to accept for myself. No longer. And as a result, I, addicts like me, like you, right, of getting clean and beginning to be able to smile a little bit more, less than frowning, like, you know, relax. Like I'm talking about, it describes this transformation. Our whole physical composition begins to change. I like that. I love you guys. Because I can see that. It becomes real for me. And one of the other aspects of, like, shortcomings that was revealed to me and I can identify with is, like, when I act out on a shortcoming, right? Even if nobody knows when I'm creeping, right? what happens is, like, it begins, the word they use in the seventh step, right, in the step working God, page 73, is that it began to resonate in my spirit. That was profound. Who writes this stuff? Somebody who knows. Somebody who's been there had done that, right? Because if I think I'm going in unknown or uncharted territory, come here and share it. And someone say, I've done that. I've been there. Know where you're at. And I know the way out. No, I can't do it alone stuff. And I begin to see, as a result of getting with the power greater than myself, right? And utilizing a little patience and tolerance. And of course, some humility. Asking humbly to have that removed, or whatever defect is in the way of my recovering, getting better with being me, right? That, like, I can be changed. That I no longer, the seventh step describes, I no longer have to, like, you know, hear about the miracle of recovery. I can become a living, breathing example of what the power of the NA program can do for me, right? Step 7, 75, it works, says, like, yo, the spiritual life ceases to become a theory. I no longer have to, like, well, it might happen like this, and you know what, like, circumstances may bring about this type of change. Yet, no, I've been there. I understand. Just for today, in the Just for Today book, how coincidental was that? Just for Today talked about step 7. It said, I understand. And it described the aspect of humility when, like, I want to compare or compete with my defects and yours. Like, I know, right, having acceptance and practicing it for myself, that I can extend it to others. Especially in this capacity, when I recognize no matter how my disease displays itself, I must always take its deadly nature into account. It's not necessary that, like, I'll die when I get high. I can skip the high and lie and die. When I begin to, you know, when I begin to contradict the principles and act disaccordingly, I recognize in my own life, like, I can, when I refuse to, like, begin to, like, take care of myself, make a commitment to my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional well-being, I can slowly commit suicide with fucking sugar. What a drug that is for me. I love sweet shit. All the time. Neglecting going to the doctor regularly, Nathan. Or neglecting when the doctor tells me you need to go see this other doctor to find out if you got these other problems at your age. In recovery, Nathan. I want to read something. Please. Right, and it's in the seventh step. And it says, we've seen our character defects, our faulty belief systems, and our unhealthy patterns of behavior. We've seen that we need to change, but we may not be aware that we've been changing since we first came to Narcotics Anonymous for help. We walked into our first meeting with a spiritual void. Some essential ray of spiritual light has been cut off. For so long, we had lost the ability to love, laugh, and to feel. People looked into our eyes and had trouble seeing. Check it out. People had looked into our eyes and had trouble seeing the human being behind our blank gaze. To identify with this shit. And this is Berktown Wild, page 72. Right? This is the hit, though. It says, we sensed the love and acceptance from our fellow members, and we began to come back to life. What we are experiencing is an awakening of the spirit, no less dramatic than how it sounds. Listen, this awakening has been evident amongst us for quite some time, but it has now become so evident that we can see it for ourselves. Right? Somewhat underlines the theme of this convention, miracles beyond measure. Thank you. Like looking into the eyes of another recovering addict without judgment, right? Without prejudice or preference, knowing that you and I are in a universal struggle to save our lives. knowing that we're working the program to the best, knowing that I'm working the program like you to the best of my ability, because my life depends on it. Knowing that when I greet you, not asking, necessarily knowing your name, that like, yo, the arm, you know, the hug that we give, one arm to help and one arm for help. Because I'm struggling with defects that are slowly killing me. To the best of my ability, I'm trying to get better with them, a day at a time. I'm faithful today to my wife. I'm faithful to my fellow NA members. I tell the truth about who I am and who I'm not. I'm grateful to be in this fellowship. I made a commitment to practice these principles to the best of my ability. So if you're new, welcome. This program is awesome. We do recover. I'm grateful for the defects and the shortcomings that I have. They show me the areas upon which I need to improve in order to become a better me and to be free. Because that's the promise. And thanks for letting me share.